Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Grand rising, good morning, good afternoon, good night to my international watchers. Welcome back to the Brittany Daniel podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and we are watching the morning motivation. I hope you guys are beautiful and blessed today. I hope that you guys are just filled with positive vibes and all of the above. And I can't wait to talk to you guys today. So let's go ahead and do our morning prayer and jump right into it and do the shout outs and everything like that. Happy Tuesday. It is, what is it? May 24th here in Atlanta. And before we jump into anything, I want to say, make sure you guys go vote. Today is the last day to vote in the Georgia primaries. If you are a state resident of Georgia, today is your day. If you did not take advantage of early voting, make sure you vote today. All the other states, I went live on my Instagram and talked about this. A lot of them are coming up. So the primaries are for your state governor, all of your local government, like your attorney general, all your district leaders for the House of Representatives, and all of those things, which are super important because those people control the laws of your state. So if you don't like the abortion bills being turned over, then you need to make sure you vote. If you want certain things legalized or illegal or whatever your stance is, whatever your political views are, whether it be taxes, laws, anything like that, it's this time of the year to start taking advantage of your rights to vote. Too many people have fought very hard for us to have our rights, y'all, all of these years, especially my people of color. So make sure that you guys go vote and do your research. All you have to do is Google, when are my primary elections? A lot of them are happening until November. Do not miss it. Make sure you guys are paying attention. Make sure you guys are printing out your sample ballots. All you have to do is Google, print them out in your district, in your state, in your area, however your rules work. And you know who you're voting for by doing a little research ahead of time. So for all of my Georgians, I don't know how you say that, all of my legal Georgia residents, it's time to vote today. So make sure you guys vote. The polls been open since 7 a.m., which was an hour ago, and they close at 7 p.m. So make sure you guys take some time today. Just make the sacrifice. It is a lot of people on those ballots, so it would behoove you to do a little bit of research ahead of time. I started last week. I'm not even finished. I'm going to start this morning when I take my mom, but just make sure you guys know who you're voting for. And yeah, that's very, very important. And also, I do want to say, I posted something on my Instagram that I would love for you guys to at least know about. It's a NCO at Fort Hood, and she's fearing for her life. So I posted about that. If you guys are following me on Instagram, then you already seen it. But if you haven't, then this is my Instagram. Please go follow that. I did a whole live about it, explaining what happened up until that point. And it's very important for us to be aware of our just protection of young women, especially in the military. So, all right, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and say our morning prayer and then jump into the comments. If this is your first time watching live, then go ahead and load up the comments with the good morning and tell me where you're watching from. And yeah, let's get into this prayer. If you are not spiritual, religious, or you do not sign up for the Christian denomination, that is totally fine. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. And there's no discrimination over here. Everybody is welcome. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today for another day. Feed us with energy to thrive and to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Let us align with your pride and your purpose for us. Let our drive and our charisma be centered around what you have for us here today, and that we get out of our own way and we become exactly who you have called us to become. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and go to the comments and say good morning. Hello, 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 y'all. So we have a few things to talk about today. I really want to open up the floor. I haven't said any shout outs yet, but I wanted to open up the floor to let you guys pick a topic. So if you guys have a topic in mind, go ahead and put in the comments. But I have something to talk about, but I really want to give you guys the mic today. So good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Madam Noir. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, She Amber. Yes, all of my morning motivators. Good morning. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, KK. Good morning, Indigo. Noir, Grand Rising, and Grand Rising, and Rich Rising to everybody. Rich Rising, Patrice, how are you? I'm so happy you guys are here today. So I didn't have a specific topic that I wanted to go over. So if you guys have a topic, you guys have a question, go ahead and put it in the comments. But I did want to bring to your awareness that a lot of things that are happening politically, I just really want us to pay attention. We are starting in the start of a recession. And I think that our generation is kind of oblivious to kind of what's going on, because anytime we were in a recession or a crisis, we were a lot younger, where it didn't, maybe it affected our parents, maybe it affected our grandparents. But it really didn't have too much of an effect on us. I know in 08, I was still in college, and some of y'all were in high school, or some of y'all were in middle school. Some of y'all were grown going through the crisis, right? But we are going through a recession, and the difference between now and 08 is 08 could have been prevented. The thing is that the banks of America, the banks in America got really, really greedy. The real estate market got really, really greedy. We weren't giving people faulty loans and jacked up loans. And that's what crashed the economy back then. So that was kind of self-provoked, so to speak. It's like, I wasn't working out, wasn't being healthy. Something happened to me, right? That's what happened back in 08. This time around, it's more global. The reason why we're going into recession, there is going to be a food shortage coming up soon around the globe. It's not just us. There are supply chain issues around the world. There are a lot of things affecting a lot of countries and a lot of moving parts all at one time. And I really want us to pay attention, and I want us to prepare, and I want us to be very wise and smart. I shared this a little bit on my Instagram of what's going on. This recession is very different. This bear market in the stock market is very different. If you all know what's going on in the stock market, it's very different than anything that we've ever been through. And not to scare anybody, or I don't want you guys to like freak out or anything like that, right? But Grand Rising, gas prices, there's a gas shortage as well. Gas prices are up the roof right now. America's inflated what feels like 15% of all goods. If you guys compare your grocery bills from 2020 to now, you can see the exact, you know, shift and change. Every time we go spend money, it seems like our money isn't stretching as much as it used to. So what could we do to prepare? What are we doing? What are we, first of all, not what could we do, what are we going to do to prepare? Good morning. What are we doing to ensure that we are in a better situation so that we're not reacting to things? Because the crazy thing is, we don't know how bad it's going to get, right? With 2020, I was really thinking it was like about to be apocalypse time. It was about to be zombies walking around. Like, I was in survival mode. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to be that extreme, you know. That was a whole different time. And as you can see, we're dang near out of it, so to speak. I don't know, whatever that means. People are still getting COVID. People are still getting sick. Things are still going on. But needless to say, this is a little different because it's global. There's a war going on, and it doesn't seem like it's letting up anytime soon. We don't know how involved the rest of the world is going to be in this. There is, like the president said a few months ago, that there's going to be a food shortage. So what are we doing to prepare our homes? What are we doing to prepare our money? What are we doing to prepare, you know, things that are coming up? And even though it's hard, like, you can't just go out and buy land and start growing your own food, but maybe that is a possibility for you. And again, I'm not giving y'all financial advice. I'm not giving y'all a blueprint. I just want us to be aware. I want my people, my morning motivators, to be aware of what's going on out there. I want you guys to be aware and prepared. We talked about a couple months ago is food stacking and stashing, right? Preparing, maybe buying extra cans of food when you go to the grocery store. You know, I'm starting to buy big bags of rice and little things that I can do now to kind of prepare, because we don't know what's going to happen. And I'd rather be prepared than unprepared, right? And we just, again, we don't know how crazy it's going to to be. So I'm not saying engulf yourself in the news. I'm not saying do a deep dive, but really pay attention globally what's going on. Pay attention to local government, because some of us, I can tell just from social media and stuff, we're really pigeonholed like this. We only see what's in our little bubble. We're still going out. We're still spending our money how we used to spend it back in 2020. And some people are having to adjust because they don't have the funds anymore, you know, and we have to really be pay attention to, 2020 was a very different time. And I'll give you guys a big breakdown on 2020 versus 2022. So in 2020, during the pandemic, interest prices were really low. Their food wasn't as high. They were doing a lot of price cuts and tax breaks, and the government and places weren't making people spend a lot of money with them, right? People were getting, unemployment out the U-Haul. They were being paid more on unemployment than they had been in their job. So they were making more money. There was more money to be given. People were giving stimulus checks. We all got that for the most part. If you made under a certain threshold, I don't remember what the threshold was. So they were giving money and the government was printing money. So there were a lot of incentives. People didn't have to pay their rent. People didn't have to do a lot of stuff back in 2020 that they do now, right? So people were spending a lot. Like if they weren't savvy with their money, even us, I remember we got extra money that I did not want, because now we're paying back with our checks, which bothers me because I never asked for the Social Security freeze, but people are getting that extra money as well. And I got like $400 extra dollars every check dang near because of that, which I did not want because I knew that they were going to come back for their money. that's just what our government does. And people just had a lot of excess money to spend. So that trickled in from 2020 to 2021. Now that prices are inflated, now that interest rates are going up in America, now that everything is more expensive because they're trying to balance back out the market, right? People are starting to realize, with their bills being back in place, with, you know, having to pay rent now, having to go back to work. So you're not making, if you were getting unemployment, you're not getting the same amount of money, maybe depending on what job. If you pivoted, a lot of people have quit their jobs, which were in the great resignation. There's millions and millions of jobs on the table right now because people have just walked away. I guess they realized that I was giving my life. I don't know what epiphany people had in America, but everybody was just everybody's gone at home for the most part, right? But that means we're making less money in total. As a collective, we're making less money because people aren't at work. So this is something to really pay attention to. This is something to prepare your household. If you know people who know how to farm, like if you have grandparents, parents who still have that skill like I do, it may be time this summer to spend some time with them and learn how to cultivate your own food. If you are in a position where you want to buy a house, like mentally, maybe you can't physically do it right now, right? Maybe you can't physically go and ask for a loan or physically go and spend the money, but you have a mindset that I want to own land or I want to own property. Now would be a great time to get your credit score together, to start saving your money, to start having a game plan. Maybe some of y'all have debt. Maybe it's time to kind of clear the debt a little bit so you can have more money to save and put away. And don't listen to people when they tell you not to save your money. Let's keep it fair, right? If all went to shits and giggles, like if everything went downhill, the stocks would be, so everybody with their money in stocks, it would be down to the ground. I mean, and this is extreme, y'all. This is extreme. This is never, I don't think this has ever happened since like the Great Depression or sometime in the past. So take this piece with a grain of salt, okay? But say if everything went down, stocks went down, all the money that you have in stocks would be gone. And say all you had was crypto and cash. You know, in a crisis, cash is always king. That's why people were pulling their money out of banks in 2020 and all of this stuff, because they were scared that the banks were going to shut down and everything. And I'm not telling you exactly what to do, but there are people like Earn Your Leisure, Wall Street Trapper. There are people in this space and on the internets that have game plans and that are giving you guys advice. So I just want you guys to go seek that stuff, because I'm not an expert in this.
All I know is what I'm doing. I'm so thankful that I bought my house. When I bought my house, nobody knew how the market was going to be. Nobody knew that they were inflating rent prices the way they are, like here in Atlanta. I have a friend who her rent went up $400. Now, if anybody knows, that's a whole nother bill. That's a whole nother type of situation, right? So I just want us to be prepared. I just want us to really take the resources, the knowledge, and the access that we have and start really doing certain things. So if you can put your money in the stock market, and if that's what you are called to do, and you have some, but not your check, but like, you know, some little spending money, I say possibly do that, because we don't know if it's going to go right way back up in a couple of years. That's normally how it's worked in the past, right? You know, and if everything levels back out after the prices are inflated and they level themselves back out, maybe in 2 or 3 years, you'll be prepared, to buy that land or that property. So we have to be long. We have to start thinking long term. I understand people want to, you're about to sell your house, Carmela. Now, this could be a good time to sell your house, but then just have a game plan for the future. And again, you probably already thought about this. But I just know that, like, my sister sold her house in the height of everything, and she got a nice little, you know, she was straight, and she ended up buying another house. So it just depends on what type of move you're trying to make. But the prices of houses have gone up. There's bidding wars, and going back to a rental property, rent is on the rise every single year, damn near. I'm hearing people talk about how their renters are going up on their rent significantly. So I just want to make sure you guys are preparing and just have a real strong game plan or something that you can stand on, no matter which direction you go and no matter how you're preparing yourself, that we're just thinking about this thing, because everybody's financial situation is different. Everybody's space is different, but maybe now isn't the time to try to go on vacation. And to each their own. Maybe you got it. Maybe you're straight. Maybe you're set up to where you like, Brittany, I'm good. I got this. I'm straight. Then you enjoy your vacation. But for us who ain't straight, for us who's trying to dip into their savings for their vacations, for us who are trying to nickel and dime and try to figure stuff out, either throwing an extravagant baby shower or throwing an extravagant birthday party or whatever the case may be, I feel like with all the stuff that's going on with social media and everything that's going on in the world, I'm seeing people spending a lot of money on things that, and this is just my personal opinion from my foxhole, just don't seem like they're going to matter in a few years. Yeah, exactly. Destiny said my rent just went up super high. I am a preparer. I preserve dry food. I've been almost 13 years. Ow. Charlene says, yes, I want to buy a house next year. I just need to be disciplined. And that's the thing. It's like everything is going up, y'all. So if you have the mindset that you want a house, just start now, start preparing, start saving. Somebody asked me yesterday, like, how do I pay off credit card debt? It's you have to sacrifice, y'all. When I was buying my house, I stopped shopping. I didn't buy nothing from, I didn't buy no home decor. I didn't buy nothing for my apartment no more. I was really disciplined with my savings goals. I was really disciplined with what I cut out of my life. Y'all, we can't sacrifice and spend and splurge at the same time. It just doesn't make sense, right? We have to be very smart and strategic and delay the gratification. Okay, this baby, you might not be able to throw the biggest baby shower with all the balloons and all that stuff. Y'all, it's okay to scale it back and to have something at the house. Like, I'm thinking about my birthday parties at my house last year. I think I'm going to have another birthday party at my house this year. It's economically feasible. Your real friends love you anyway, and it's way less expensive. I'd rather save that money and put it towards something else for my future versus splurge on this big, fancy, extravagant thing and then not have no money next year or year two, or regret, you know, not doing what I know now. Like, there's all these warning signs, y'all. There's all these warning signs. So we need to be paying attention. Carmela says, yes, I have another rental property. I rented another property. People can look at their local land banks to get property at lower value. Share of sales. I agree. Saving is key. Absolutely. Look at this, y'all. go to your, you can look at your local, locate land banks to get property at lower value. And I've been watching so many YouTube videos on people homesteading and like Van Wives. I love their channel because they've taken a cabin in the woods and redid it. And I don't think that everybody has to get that extreme, but it's possible to live on less, y'all. It is possible not to go shopping all the time. It is possible to cut back on our main expenses. Remember, we talked about this, y'all, a couple weeks or a couple days ago or last week when we spent a lot of money on our hair, our nails, our lashes, our makeup, a lot of things that a lot of people don't even care about. We shell out so much money. What if you just sacrifice? Not to say that you shouldn't look good, not to say that you shouldn't present yourself well, right? Of course, you can do that. But instead of getting the $200 wig or $300 wig and a $200 install, maybe get braids for the summer. Maybe sacrifice and just spend $100-something on braids and just stack the rest of that money. Maybe go on. Maybe your nails need a break because you stay with acrylics on. Maybe your nail beds need a break. They're brittle because we're spending money on stuff that's really hurting us. We shouldn't even be putting that stuff in our bodies and on our bodies and inhaling all that stuff. But you know what? We live in America. We live in a society where we like that stuff. I get it. Every woman likes to look good, but maybe scale it back. Maybe not get the acrylics. Maybe get your own nails done. Maybe you start just loving your regular face without your lashes. I'm not telling you, know, I've been doing it. I'm not saying that it's going to feel great. I'm not saying that sacrifices are fun. They're not. You know, who wants to not get what they want? But a lot of people, we're spending a whole lot of money and our value is on all this money when we should be stashing it and saving it because we don't know what's going to happen, y'all. We are in a time right now where anything is go. Things can go back to normal, which I doubt because there's a whole war going on, right? The stock market could go to crap if we're not, you know, we don't know. A whole war world war can start. We don't know. Things just get, we're in a very extreme, we don't know what's going to happen. So instead of freaking out, instead of being like, oh my God, you know, like that little robot, we can just prepare. You know, we've had this conversation before, but we can just prepare. We can just prepare. Destiny says, like I read already, my rent just went up. It's so high. Exactly. Rent has skyrocketed, y'all, especially in the city of Atlanta. Again, my homegirl, I've heard of rent go up like $50, $100. My homegirl said they raised her rent $400. So people are being pushed out of their cities into the suburbs or into the surrounding cities because people are moving to Houston and Atlanta and they're building apartments every other whatever. So if you have the mindset and the mentality to buy a house, just prepare yourself. I started preparing 2 years before. I didn't know it was going to be 2020. So we don't know what's going to happen in the midst of what's going on. So just prepare for the good, bad, and indifferent. You know, I'd rather you have a stash of money, you know, some money saved up on the side, and then you can pivot quickly versus, oh no, I don't have no money because I was still spending how I was spending in my past. Y'all, we went through the pandemic without getting our nails done. We went through the pandemic without getting our hair done. We went through the pandemic making a lot of sacrifices because our focus was not on living and vacations. Our focus was on being safe. So we can do it. We can make sacrifices. And it's not popular. It's not pretty. It's not cute. You can't make reels about, you could make a reel about this, but the unpopular stuff is not going to get a lot of attention. Let's just call a spade a spade. But would you rather get all the attention and look good and do all of this now and be possibly asked out later? Or would you prepare yourself? And if nothing happens, then you got a nice chunk of money you sitting on. And then you can go buy your house. Then you can go on that vacation. Then you can have that wedding. Then you can do this. Then you can do that. Because you just waited. You just delayed the gratification. But what if you did need that money? What if you did need to go buy some land and learn how to farm? Like, what if you did and you just prepared? We do not know what's going to happen, y'all. So we need to make sure that we are paying attention and preparing ourselves. Carmela said, yes, I have a rental property. Oh, I think I read this one. Angel, teach us. Angel needs to host a class on preserves. Me and some of my friends are considering expat life because the U.S. is looking shakier by the day. Nowhere is perfect, but there are other options. I agree. Being an expat is something very, very crucial that you can do for yourself if you're like, you know what? I'm not, you know, feeling this, but the rumor is, from what I've heard, and I got to do some more research, that the food shortage isn't just going to impact America. It's going to impact the globe, Europe, Africa. And I don't know how true that is, because Africa has all its own natural resources. It doesn't need to export. I mean, excuse me, it doesn't need to import anything. So I don't know if how true that is for the continent. I'm going to ask my mentor when she comes back from Africa what's going on over there. But there's other countries, there's other things you can do. But in order to be an expat, right, in order to just get up, pack up and move, you got to have the money. And cash is king. You know, I know we talk about credit. I know we talk about, you know, stocks and crypto and all of that stuff. We still want to have some cash. And then if we have some extra little money, like $50 here, $100 here, whatever the case may be, then you can put it into crypto, because we don't know. Maybe that is going to be the, you know, the boom, boom, boom. So you just want to make sure you're covering all your bases and you're considering it and thinking long term. Everything went up. Everything, y'all. Everything has skyrocketed. Everything is more expensive. My grocery money ain't stretching like it used to stretch. I'm looking for a condo and I'll be an empty nester soon. Yes. And condos are a great alternative, because you can always remodel a condo. A lot of them don't get remodeled. You can remodel the inside and be good to go, or you can hold off the remodel for another 2 years, see what the economy is going to do, and then remodel. I just really think it's not smart for anybody to spend a whole bunch of excess money right now. Let's just wait it out, because they say recessions last normally around 8 months. The Great Depression lasted a few years. So we don't know what's going to happen. So if you could just delay the vacation, delay, you know, that instant gratification, the trips, the bags, the shoes, whatever, and just scale it down a little bit. Not saying go completely crazy. Scale it down a little bit and then come back to the table in 2 years. And then you can look at your account like, wow, did pretty good saving all that money. Just saying, I'm telling y'all, when I made those sacrifices and I moved some stuff around, I was sitting real pretty when 2020 and 2021 came around. Just saying. I don't do my nails anymore, but I get my eyebrows threaded. I just keep my nails clean and short. I also do my own hair. And if I want to look nicer, I go to my sister. Thank God for my sister. My sister can braid too. My sister can do hair too. Absolutely. And it's just small sacrifices, y'all. It's just small sacrifices. Good morning, Sydney. Hi, how are you? Hey, Elle, my mom's rent up went up as well. Exactly. Everything is going up, y'all. Everything in every city, everything is more expensive. Sydney says, so we know we can do it. Exactly. We did it before. We had no choice in 2020. You know, we had no choice to stop getting our hair done. We had no choice to stop getting our nails done. We've done it before, so we can make those sacrifices. And I'm not telling you to just go around looking like, you know, you don't care about yourself. I think it's super important to continue to stay clean, to continue to stay pretty and in your feminine energy and your femininity and all of that great stuff. But where are we spending money frivolously that we can just scale it back a little bit? Maybe for you, it ain't hair and nails. Maybe it's groceries. Maybe it's hookah and going out and getting wings and going to get drinks with your friends. Because I'm seeing these girls, and again, we don't know people's pockets. I don't know how deep people's pockets go. So teach their own. Some people are just really, really good out here. But let's just keep it a buck. A majority are not. And if we continue to spend our money on things and not thinking about the future, the things ain't going nowhere. The things aren't going anywhere. One thing I do regret not buying years ago is a Chanel bag, because I could have made so much money if I would have just held it and flipped it now. But I still always think about the worst case scenario, right? So if things went to crap, would that still be valuable? It's valuable now because people still have money, right? But if that wasn't a commodity, what's valuable? So to me, land, property, knowing how to cultivate your own food, knowing how to, like, food to me is way more valuable than a bag personally, because if all went to crap, that canned good would outweigh tremendously that bag. Just saying. And I'm only thinking about it to flip. So yes, they can be an investment, but if you don't have that excess money to put into that item without missing it, without worrying about it, and you can actually put double in the bag, then it may not be a smart thing to do. My supervisor learned how to do her own acrylics during the pandemic. She says she hasn't been to the nail shop in over a year. Love it. Good morning, Brittany. I felt like I've missed some good info. All we're doing is we're just talking about preparing because we're about to go through a recession or we're going through a recession, so they say, and the bear market, meaning the stock market, is down. There's a war going on. There's a lot of moving parts. So we're just talking about preparing for our futures, because we do not know what's happening. Sydney says, I am talking to someone in the military last week, and they said they used to think the U.S. is the best, but they've traveled and found out there are other great options. Like, tell me more. Yeah, if you guys have not traveled, or you do not watch people who are on YouTube that live in other places and are showing you their lives, which I highly recommend everybody doing, check out the country on YouTube and see what's going on there. People have traveled, people have documented, and people will let you know the tea. And you'll just see that people just have a different quality of life. There's certain things that they do not think about. I was talking to people that weren't from the US, and they were like, y'all spend a lot of money on stuff. I was like, oh, we do. Because everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody's trying to keep up with the Kardashians. Everybody's trying to make it seem like they're good and they have it and they're, you know, this and that. And when a lot of people don't. And it's okay not to have it, but don't spend money trying to pretend you have it or look like you have it. If you don't have it, you just don't have it. And you do what you need to do to make sure you're straight and your family's straight and your situation is straight. Everybody is not going to be a millionaire. Everybody's not. Hell, some people ain't even thousandaires. Some people don't even have $1,000 saved. So we have to just be honest with ourselves. And it's not to put our business out there and tell, you know, it ain't their business. But we don't have to look for validation from other people on the internet. You just do what you're supposed to do for you and your family. You just do what you're supposed to do for yourself, so that if the worst case scenario happens, you'll be all right. And if the best case scenario happens, you're all right. If the war stops, the market goes back up, which if you put some in now, you're going to be good. The market goes back up. The food shortage and the formula shortage go back to, then shoot, you sitting on a nice chunk of change. And then you can go buy your property. Just saying. I don't understand how the food shortage could happen right now. I need to research this. The lack of fertile land, the lack of farmers. Let's look at what's going on with the food. That's a good question. So this is what I do when I don't know what's going on. Why will there be a food shortage in 2022? So let's talk about it. It says, with food prices climbing, the UN is warning for a crippling global shortage. But let's see why. Let's see. Here's why food shortages are. This says unlikely to occur in the United States, but that's CNBC. Oh, let's see. So this one's from, I don't know where that's from. And that's the thing too. Make sure your sources are proper. Opinion, the world is on the brink of a food shortage. Here's why. Okay, so CNN, I'm going to read theirs. Let's see. It says here, the world is on the brink of a food shortage. Here's what the U.S. government and businesses can do to help. How does war on the other side of the world impact the U.S. Consumers at home? In the case of Russia invasion on Ukraine, it's felt at the dinner table. Yes, the war, it will likely be the main topic of the dinner conversation, but it also makes the food, also make the food on the table a lot more expensive. Sanctions, import bans, destruction of infrastructure, a refugee crisis, a supply chain disruption due to the conflict in Ukraine are are stroking global food prices and risking food and risking food shortages. Importantly, higher prices and potentially failing inventories could mean greater food insecurity in the U.S. around the world. But there are actions businesses and governments can do to ease the pain. So I have to do a little bit more research as well. But it's because of the war is what's triggering it. Supply chain disruptions, and I'm guessing all of the above is impacting our prices. So global, let's see what this says. So record high natural gas prices have forced the company's fertilizer went up. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Russia was a big exporter of fertilizer. I read that. I learned that too. So they were producing fertilizer internationally and ammonia. So there's a lot of places that it impacted because Russia was giving the world a lot of fertilizer. But that was their export. So I guess I have to do more research, just like we all should do our research. But I guess the fertilizer, if you don't have fertilizer, you're not growing food the same way. So I feel like there's a lot of factors, but that probably is the biggest one. So it says 2 weeks after Russia invaded Ukraine, the prices of key agriculture products produced in the region have skyrocketed. The biggest problem is wheat, a pantry staple. So like your grains, your cereals, your pastas and things like that. If wheat was hit the hardest, it says supplies from Russia and Ukraine, which together account for almost 30% of the global wheat trade are now at risk. Global wheat prices are at an all-time high this week. Another major problem is the access of fertilizer essential for farmers to hit their production target for gross crops. It's never been more expensive as exports from Russia grind to a halt. Output in Europe has also plunged thanks to a surge on prices of natural gas, a key ingredient of nitrogen-based fertilizer. All right, so now we know this, right? So Russia was they exported fertilizer. Wheat was a big thing, so I'm guessing that was coming from Ukraine. So all of these things are impacting our globally, right? But let's just say if we have land already, if you have land, your family has land, or even if you have some outdoor space, you can start growing your own food in the pot. We don't need you need fertilizer to make big, stuff. Wait, let me stop. A lot of food, right? This is impacting farmers. If you're growing your own food, you are your own fertilizer. And I'm just going to let y'all go do your own research. But you can make compost. You can do things on your property and land where you don't need these outside factors. There are a lot of natural ways and organic ways to cultivate your own food because your supply is smaller. So yes, this is infecting the world globally. But if you were making and creating your own food on your own property, then this wouldn't really hurt you too much. One thing I can say is my family said they never went without food growing up because they grew their own. Never. They said they always had food. They always were fed well because they did not depend on, grocery stores and things like that. And I get it. Some places, some of y'all live in what they called food deserts where there is no land growing food. Like Detroit is a food desert. There are certain cities that are food deserts because there's no natural, everything is imported in. So something to consider. All right, so I hope I answered that question. I learned how to do my own eyebrows too. Absolutely, Sydney, got to cut them costs back. Boston rent prices. Hey, Rakisha girl, hey, Kiki. Boston rent prices. I literally went on YouTube and typed in my favorite meal from a restaurant to save my coins, meal prep, smart nails, hair, etc. Absolutely. Elle says it's the shopping for me. It might be time to pivot. And I understand Elle has her own business and boutique, But if we're thinking long-term and short-term, we just have to think long-term and short-term, especially if people aren't buying like they used to. And during the pandemic, people were at home. They were shopping. They had excess money to shop with. I don't have to pay my rent, girl. I'm going to go buy this Fenty. I'm going to go buy. I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy. A lot of people were depressed during the pandemic because they were isolated. They were alone. Now everybody's outside. Now people are traveling. Now people are spending their money other places. So it's just something to keep in mind that, like if I personally had my own boutique, I would do maybe a few select items every season instead of having a gamut of items and a gamut of options, maybe Elle's top five. And you just sell your top five items, maybe a purse, pair of shoes, bag. And I know that that's like hard to do when you have a boutique, but it's just something to think about. Maybe there's a different way you can spin your business. Because people aren't spending money the same way they used to 2 years ago. And I know you've had your business for a while. The DMV area is crazy. Rent up on a one bedroom to over $1,250. And the houses are nowhere to be found. I can't even afford to live here. I live with my family still. Stay there. If you can survive living with your family, that's probably the best thing you can do and save your coins. If anybody is too prideful to move home, move home. Move home and do what you got to do to save your coins. I just closed out the Marriott website and now, and I will not be caught off guard. Oh, you was about to book a trip, Aubrey. Aubrey was like, I was over here, girl, about to go into Tahiti. Yeah, we just have to be very careful. I'm not saying you guys shouldn't enjoy your lives, but maybe instead of going apart, like maybe we have house parties now for a little bit, you know? Think about what they did during the Great Depression. They didn't stop enjoying their lives and stop having a good time. They just did it underground. They just did it at the speakeasies. They just did it at the juke joints. They were still enjoying their lives and having fun. It's just the way we do it. Instead of going out and spending all this money on drinks and food, let's learn how to cook something at the house. Let's have house parties. Hey, y'all, come over here. Come to me. People will kick it. Oh, I ain't got to spend no money. Cool, on the way. Oh, you got hookah drinks in it? Well, if that's your thing. Okay, cool, I'm on the way. You'll be surprised, y'all. We do not have to go out and spend all this money and meet up at lunch and brunch and all these things. Even if you want to, do the brunch at home. Invite your girls over or just say, no, you know what? I'm making some sacrifices right now. I cannot. And when you were going to go spend that $100, $200, whatever the dollars, you put that in your savings account. That's what the Budgetista did. Every time she heard her friends would invite her out to brunch, she would put that money in her savings and she saved up for her own trip. Y'all, we spend a lot of money and we complain that we don't ever have none, but we love to, we know how to spend it. Okay. Let's see. But I'm about to scale it back next month, though. Absolutely. We have to. Hey, Patrice says, will you share with us what your mentor says? Yes, I absolutely will. When she talks about when I'm going to ask her, she's in Africa now. She comes back in a little couple weeks. I will ask her and see what's going on. I will share with y'all. I always share with y'all. I don't hold no information from my people, from my morning motivators. I do not. Charlene says, I'm in Boston, too. My landlord hasn't increased the rent yet, but I have a feeling he will this year. For groceries, I shop seasonal because it's a lot cheaper. Love that. And right now we can get a whole lot of fruits and stuff like that. And what we can do is take the fruit, chop it up, put it in our freezers. Y'all, we just have to think a little smarter and not harder. Alicia says, I live in Denver, Colorado, and rent is crazy. I've been cutting back on certain things, more focused on savings instead of going out and spending on unnecessary money, as we all should. Good girl. Good job. Not good girl. You ain't a little girl. Good job. Carmela says, it's been a shortage, but we are the first world people typically don't. Oh, first world people typically don't. Feel it. True, Carmela. That is very true. However, if they're reporting, like this is the first time that there's a war that's impacting everything, right? And even during World War II, they were impacted. That's why they had like, what is it called? Like there were only certain days that you could eat and go buy meat. Like they were rationing. They had rations and stuff. So when we're doing something globally is impacting the world, we all feel it one way or another. It may not seem like we need to prepare, but why not prepare if we don't have to? And like somebody said, the U.S. Do your research. That's what I'm going to say. Do your research. But if we don't have the money to buy the food because the food is expensive as I don't know what, you know, so just think about your lifestyle. Do your own research. Everybody's going to have a different game plan on how they go about it. Just everybody needs a game plan, whether you're stacking some cash, whether you're going to trickle a little money into the stock market a little bit here and there, you're watching the stocks, whether you're going to have a stockpile at home. Everybody should just be thinking of something, couponing, you know, something, because it's getting real out here. And I rather you do it now than be like, when it's really time, being like, oh my God. Like right now, we don't feel it. We feel everything getting more expensive, but we don't really feel it yet. Like stuff isn't off the shelf, but look at the formula crisis, Carmela. We never thought we would be there. And that was a United States mistake, right? There's no formula. But that's because people were not, you know, they weren't hiring FDA people to look at this formula and make sure it's safe. So they had to recall all this baby formula. Now we don't have any formula. So if you were a mom who knew, maybe you would have breastfed, maybe you would have tried a different way, maybe you would have got some. I'm just saying we need options. And when you have information, you have options. So normally we don't, but this is a different time. We don't know what's going to happen. So I rather prepare and be, you know, safe than not prepare and be like, oh shit, what are we going to do now? You know, let's see. Everything is so expensive. I'm in Atlanta and rent is high. Gas has gone up so much. I'm so thankful I work from home. Everything is going up, y'all. My landlord did go up, but I asked for an upgrade before I signed the new price and negotiated like food disposal, new paint, new windows, checking the pipes, etc. That's a really good tip. Dia says, yes, thank you. Looking that up. Yeah, everybody should just be looking up. Everybody should just be looking at what is the best game plan for you and your family. If you have it. But I'm just saying, I just feel like everybody that is not paying attention and that's focused on spending their money and going out and vacations and all these big lavish parties I'm seeing on social media for weddings, not weddings, but baby showers and stuff. I ain't never seen this before. I don't know why we're doing this and killing ourselves and spending all this money when we don't have it like that, y'all. The global, for us African-Americans, our network as a whole averages $24,000, but we have parties like we're millionaires. We have parties like we make over $300,000 a year. The parties I see, the baby showers, and I'm not telling y'all we can't celebrate, but when did we start doing this much for stuff? When did we start having these extravagant? I remember when my mama was pregnant, the baby shower was a couple decorations. Everybody bought gifts. We had some food that was made by whoever lived at the house. And that was that. It wasn't catered. It wasn't themed. It wasn't all of this, these balloons and these, and like even birthday parties. I'm seeing these girls in their 20s. And again, no shade. I'm so happy you're celebrating the life the way you want to. But I'm seeing all these birthday parties where I'm like, I know this is thousands and thousands of dollars. I know that your birthday party cost you over $3,000, $10,000. It's like, why are we doing this? To put something on the internet? Or is it because we really want it? I just make sure whatever you're spending your money on is really for you and that you're not trying to fill a void or you're not trying to make up some for something or show somebody that you can have a better party or show people that you made it. Y'all, people used to have parties at the crib. I'm getting married at a courthouse. Dude, teach their own. Just saying. Oh, Didi said, thank you for looking that up. No problem. I actually closed my store. Oh, I'm sorry, Elle. It was getting a lot for me to run on my own, focusing on YouTube and social platforms. Understandable. And it's okay. And look, y'all, it is okay to pivot. It is okay to be like, you know what? This isn't really working for me right now. I'm going to put my focus somewhere else. That is just a part of business. That's a part of growth. That is a part of the process. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Not saying that Elle is ashamed. Clearly, she shared it, but there's nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed about, or to even tell your friends like, hey, y'all, I'm not going out right now because I'm preparing for what's to come. I don't know what's coming. So I don't want to spend my money out. I don't want to go on vacation right now because my focus isn't there. I'm focusing on, you know, what I need to prepare my family for. And if they're your real friends, they will understand. If they're your real friends, they might be like, girl, what you know that I don't know? You might be the person in your social circle that saves everybody. Girl, I'm so happy you told me to put my money here. I'm so happy you told me to save. I'm so happy you told me this. Do not listen to people when they tell you don't save money, y'all. And I get it. Some people got it like that where they don't need to save money. That's cool for them. If you know you and your household and your income and your bank account says the opposite, do what's best for you and your family. I'm just saying. I live in the Midwest, but I am seeking coastal remote jobs so I can increase my earning power. I love that. Love it. And it's okay to move. It's okay to be like, because some people say they live in the DMV. I don't know how y'all live there. It's so expensive. Or New York. I left New York because I was just like, well, that, I didn't leave New York because it was expensive. But, you know, it's okay to be like, this doesn't work for my lifestyle, the lifestyle that I want anymore. It's okay to cut back. It's okay to be like, I don't like it. Dia says, I legit was looking at flights out of the country before this live. And again, y'all, it's everybody's different. I don't know what's in your bank accounts. I don't know what's in your pockets. But if you know, say this is how you know you shouldn't spend the money now. If in 2 years, if you could hold off doing things for, if you could make a 2-year sacrifice, right? Say you don't do the party, say you don't do the trip, say you don't spend the money on the clothes, all of this stuff, right? And you were to save and invest, because we don't know if the stock market is going to turn around. So invest some little change in there too. You know, while the stocks are low and down, because, you know, when they go up, you can sell. If you would feel better in 2 years for saving your money and stockpiling, do whatever you want to do to prepare, or would you really want that memory? Was that exactly how you would want it to go in 2 years, no matter if good happened or bad happened? That's how you know what to do with your money. That's how you know if I make this sacrifice and I have all this, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm okay, cool. The sacrifice was worth it. If the trip and the parties and stuff like that is what you can still look back and be like, I'm cool, good, bad, or indifferent, and you wouldn't regret it, then have the party, go on the trip, whatever you want. It's your life at the end of the day. I'm just a person, just one person. But I feel like it's something that we should be thinking about, y'all. Because it's easy to be like, man, everybody's going on vacation. Everybody's doing this. Everybody, everybody, everybody. I want to too. FOMO is real. Even as an adult, FOMO is real, y'all. I haven't been on a vacation. It ain't been a year yet. It feels like it has. And I'm itching. But my honey was like, it's not the time yet. What are we going on vacation for? What are we celebrating? And that's another thing. We used to go to vacation and have parties to really celebrate. What are we celebrating? And I was like, oh, you're right. Okay, we can save. You know, I've drank the Kool-Aid too, y'all. I'm no better than nobody. I want to book a trip so bad. I've looked at some too. I actually have one in a couple months, but it's for somebody else because I'm going to be there for her. But other than that, and it's in the country, hopefully, and it wasn't that expensive. But think about it. What would you rather do? Save your money and have that stockpile? Or spend it. Up to you. Drinking at home is way better anyway. Yes. I learned so much from the Budgetista. Yeah, y'all check out the Budgetista for sure. Charlene says farmers also have fertilizer as well that they can buy. And it's a lot better and cheaper than the garden center. Also, homemade compost is amazing as well. Homemade compost is dope. And I think it's like the massive farming that is being hit. I don't think local farmers too much, because like you said, they can make their own fertilizer and stuff, but it's like the big companies, the big corporations that shell out all of this food. Y'all, our supermarkets are always stocked normally. Think about every supermarket everywhere. It always has food in it. That's a lot of food being produced. Big couponing energy. I saved $16 at the store the other day. Y'all better coupon and have that reward, all the rewards, perks. Blame social media, Tizzy says. Yes, but we drink the Kool-Aid, you know? I never heard of gender reveal parties until Instagram. Everything is so extravagant now instead of focusing on the memory and having a good time. I agree. Y'all, my gender reveal is probably going to be a little video. Good morning, my first time here. Good morning, Diamond. Welcome. Dia Dia says, yes, social media is promoting the luxury lifestyle, which is nice, but we have to save for what is coming. Instant gratification versus long-term wealth. Love it. Exactly, Tizzy. Exactly. When I go to the grocery store, I also get extra cans of tuna, veggies, fruit each time I go. Me too. You better start stacking them those canned goods, y'all. Because we don't know. The DMV is expensive. It really is. Brandy says social media will have you thinking you need to spend more on parties, vacations, and luxury lifestyle. There is nothing wrong with luxury, but do it for yourself and not for the likes on social media. And the thing is, too, when we're keeping up with these people that are going on these beautiful vacations, y'all, let's break it down, right? Let's call a spade, let's keep it real. There are about, I want to say 10 girls max on Instagram. A few of them I know personally that really do have it like that. But the type of money that they're shelling in from these brand deals is ridiculous. Like, it would cover most of y'all's expenses for the year. One brand deal, right? So we're seeing them possibly spend a fraction of it, which is unfortunate. It's like, dang, they can make all that money. Yes, but good for them, as they should. They've worked hard on making these platforms and living that lifestyle. That is great for them. Those are a very small number of people, maybe 5, 6, maybe 10. Very, very, very small number of people when you think of every Black female or every female, period. There's only a small percentage of people that are actually on the internet, that are actually showing their lives, and that actually have the money to do these things, right? Very small percent. Very, very small percent. Do not compare your stuff, your regular, degular life, which there's nothing wrong with. I even have a regular, degular life. Don't compare your regular, degular life with somebody who's making possibly what you can make in a year or maybe in 2 brand deals. And I don't know the prices that they're, but certain people are making a lot of money off those brand deals. And as they should, they have the following. They know that every time they promote that product, y'all going to go run and sell it out, or people are going to run and sell it out. That's what their job is. Their job is to influence people to buy. And that's okay. I'm an influencer, I feel like, of the mind, but to each their own. But that's a very small percentage. If those are 5 to 10 women in the hundreds of thousands of Black women in America, we cannot compare our lives and try to keep up with those 10. They're in that little small percentage that have it like that, which is great for them. I'm not taking anything from them. That's how they live their lives. They worked hard. We should be applauding and being very, you go girl, but we ain't living like that. That's just facts. So we can't compare our lives to those things, okay? What stock market apps and things y'all use? So Coinbase, and I use Robinhood, but I'm about to open up another one with Vanguard. I would say do your research, Sydney. The people that you should watch is Earn Your Leisure. I've been saying this. Y'all, if y'all have not been taking notes by now, I've been saying this for months. Earn Your Leisure, Wall Street Trapper, 19 Keys. All of these gentlemen are giving us free information that they don't have to give on YouTube. Y'all go look this stuff up. There's another guy named Keenan. My dad always talks about. Make sure you guys are doing your research and looking this stuff up. But I have Acorn, Robinhood, which I've heard mixed reviews on Robinhood. I'm going to get Vanguard and Coinbase for cryptocurrency. But we still have to do our research, and you still have to know how stuff works and everything like that. So make sure you're doing your due diligence. And you know what, Brandy? To your point, though, with this luxury lifestyle, anybody that has to go to work, you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. We watch it. We watch it. I stopped watching it because I was like, okay, I don't want to taint myself as much as I'm happy for them, I don't watch this stuff anymore because it's unrealistic for me. I rather do realistic things and I just pay attention to stuff that I actually want to do. Because what we do is we sit there with these doe eyes and we watch these girls have these bomb experiences while you're at work, while you're slaving, while you're feeling like you're not adequate. And you're like, what is wrong with me that I don't have a life like that? Even though they're not doing it to harm anybody, it's entertainment. That's how they make money. But everybody watches. So if you look at their numbers, they have 100,000, 50,000 people watching. 50,000, 100,000 people are comparing their lives to 5 to 10 girls, 5 to 10 women, I should say. 5 to 10 women, very small percentage. And everybody's looking like, why isn't my life like this? Why don't I have friends like this? Why don't my friends buy me luxury gifts like this? Oh, they're not really my friends. Oh. And it's just a spiral. We got to stop. If it doesn't serve you, stop watching it. I have a serious FOMO because I feel like I wasted my 20s working and being depressed. It's like I'm trying to make up for lost time. Don't make up for lost time. You can't get that time back. You can just use your story as your testimony. Help other people, but you can't go backwards. You cannot go backwards at all. She Amber says, yes, drinking at home is always the best, more safe. I'm a homebody anyway. Hello. Influencer of the mind. Because I like you guys to think differently. That's why I feel I influence. But my influence ain't like they influence. They got hundreds and thousands of people watching them. I don't have it like that, which is okay. I'm okay with that. I love y'all. And I love my people and what the culture I've cultivated. So I stay in my lane. Yeah, Earn Your Leisure, Wall Street Trapper, 19 Keys. And I share on my community page, I share a lot of videos too. I shared a few interesting ones yesterday. Sydney says, I've been doing my research, different ones. I was just curious as to what hasn't worked for our morning motivator. Okay, got you. But I sold some stock on Robinhood, but Robinhood is a good starter app, I personally feel like, because you can actually buy, sell, and things right on your app. And Coinbase is great for cryptocurrency. This is true. I started unfollowing them because it was unrealistic. And it's their lives. I don't know. I'm not telling y'all to hate them. I'm not telling y'all to unfollow. But just be careful of what we pay attention to. Because if it's going to make you feel a way about yourself and about your life, then it's just not healthy to watch. It's just not for you. And that's okay. And I don't do it because I don't just not watch because I'm jealous or anything like that. I think that they are doing an amazing job. It's just not something that I don't have that lifestyle. So I'm not going to sit there and compare my life. It doesn't inspire me. I'm so happy for them. I'm super happy that they have it like that. They're making that money. Everybody wants to make that type of money, have that lifestyle, and be able to jump up and go on trips and stuff whenever they want to. But I'm very grateful for the life that I do have because I have a life that other people don't. That, you know what I mean? So that's neither here nor there. But we're going to Vegas in 2 weeks, but you've definitely just influenced how we're about to spend on that trip. Absolutely. And then two, make sure you guys have cash. When you go on trips, do not put trips on credit. Don't spend credit. Use your cash. Have your cash with you. Because there's a lot of rhetoric out there like credit, 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 credit. You can run those credit cards up and then you're not close. You're less closer to the home you want. You can run the credit cards up and then you don't have the money to pay. You still need cash to pay those credit cards off. So we can hear all this stuff about business credit and how you use credit. And that stuff is true. But if you're not using it the proper way to level up, it can just put you in a deeper hole if we don't have the good spending habits and we don't have cash to make sure that we pay those cards off. I hear that. I'm about living my life to the fullest because the time is the most valuable resource. I plan for the future, but live in the moment is my motto. Yes, but we don't want to plan. We don't want to live in the moment too much because look at our grandparents. My grandmother is still kicking. And she says to me, she wished she would have saved a lot more money. She wished she would have delayed some gratification and not spent so much. So I'm always future thinking. And then God forbid something happens to me and I got a pile of money sitting there and I die and it just goes to my family. I don't know. I did spend a lot of my 20s traveling, turning up, living my life. So I don't feel like I'm missing out. So I understand. I understand. I almost wonder if the flex is a response to how poorly Black folks are treated every day. We celebrate us if no one will celebrate us if no one else will. Not fiscally wise, but a thought. Maybe. Or maybe because we all grew up not having it. I think that's the biggest thing. We all grew up wanting to be like that. Always growing up, man, just without. So the lack, we have a lack mindset as people. So we have to like spend and showcase and it's fine, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. And I think that the reason why the girls show it is because that's what gets them the views. I damn near guarantee it. They know if they put that bag in there, they know if they show. And then the girls like it. Let's keep it a stack. Everybody doesn't feel a way about it. Everybody doesn't feel a way about it, but people like that stuff. People want to see it. They want to see how they live. They want to see the trips. They want to see the bags. They want to see the closets. They want to see that stuff. And for them, it may be motivational, but I feel like there's a fine line between motivation and life comparison, I guess. So we just got to be careful. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But it's a small percentage, y'all. Small percentage of people that are living like that. Just like there's wealthy people, small percentage. They said only 30% of the U.S. population really makes over 100K a year. And that's everybody's goal. Everybody got a man that needs it. Gotta have 100K. I'm just saying. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean of authenticating beauty. You're talking about like the parties and stuff. Maybe. And I don't think that people are trying to flex. I think that they're just trying to, like you said, celebrate their lives with the parties and stuff like that. That might be true. And we never had, I don't know. Yes, I had fun, traveled in my 20s. I don't regret it. I don't feel like I'm missing out. I'm over this stuff now. Yeah, but I wish I would have saved. I have fun on the trips, but I wish the clothes, the hair, the nails, the makeup, I wish I would have saved more. But the trips were definitely worth it. All right, you guys. Love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope that we are preparing for our futures. I hope that we're saving. I hope that we're making smart financial moves for you. Again, I'm not telling y'all how to live y'all lives. If you got it like that, ball out. But if you don't, we need to start cutting back and making some sacrifices just so we're prepared for what's to come. And then again, if the worst case scenario never happens, then you got a nice chunk of money sitting there, crypto, stocks sitting there waiting on you to do something with in the next 1 to 2 years. So I love you guys for watching. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye, y'all.